insider Dave Spadaro, welcome to our studio. I'm with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merrill Reese, preparing for yet, Merrill, another Eagles-Dallas Cowboys game. Early in the season, pretty important game.
Too early. I like Eagles-Cowboys to come a little bit later.
Well, let's talk about the importance of this game. What's it mean for the Eagles?
It's a very important game because you don't want to go 0-2. You don't want to go into a two-game hole in the NFC East. However, I object to the use of the word must, except if it's Chip Kelly saying must. Every week's a must game, and that's coach talk. But I think when analysts look at this game and say it's a must game for the Philadelphia Eagles, it's not. There are no must games in September, historically, going back to 2003.
I understand the literal implication of the word.
To me, a must game. Okay. Is when you can be eliminated right. That week.
Okay.
And we're talking about the second right. game of the season.
But it is
it's
a
very, very important
And why
game.
Is it important to the Eagles, Merrill?
Well,
for many reasons.
For many reasons. Number one, you want to show that everything you've worked for in the offseason is working. Number two, it is not only a conference game, but it is a division game against the team that is considered the one that's going to provide your stiffest competition this year. And number three, it's at home. The fans are frustrated by what they saw in the first half, anyhow, Monday night. And it's the kind of game that could launch a lot of good things to come.
Your expectations, Mario, you talk about the first half in Atlanta, terrible performance all around for you. Mm-hmm. Your expectations now, as you look at the Eagles from an offensive standpoint first.
I think they're a good team. I think they're a very explosive team. I'm not prepared to look at what I saw in the first game of the season and say, oh, there are big troubles ahead because they couldn't run the football effectively, which is a key to this offense. I don't feel that way. I have felt for a long time that whether it's the Eagles or anybody else, the first four games are a feeling out process. The starting players see very little game action in the preseason. And then you go to the most important member of the offense, Sam Bradford. He hadn't lined up in a regular season game since October 20th, 2013. And, yeah, he looked great in Green Bay, but it's so different. I mean, this is the big stage, Monday Night Football, regular season game, opener.
Right,
and
so
it takes a while to feel the timing of the game.
So you feel he's in his groove now?
I think that he was in his groove when we left the game on the Monday night. He looked really good.
Yeah, the Eagles offense was up and down. We know that, down and up, actually. The running back situation still needs to work itself out with three excellent backs. And I think Chip Kelly kind of explained it this week. They didn't run the ball. So you can't really say they didn't run the ball effectively because they didn't call runs. Now, I expect them to try to run the football a lot on Sunday. Do you?
Well, I would think so. Mm-hmm. I would think so. And you want to see the offensive line pick up its play and explode against the Cowboys initially. I think they're going to run the football. I think they're going to throw the football. But this is an offense predicated as a run-first offense, predicated on being successful on the ground and opening up the passing game.
Eagles defense, no Dez Bryant, the impact of missing Dez Bryant in this Cowboys passing game.
It's a big impact. I mean, how can you say it's not? This is the player who had three touchdowns and over 100 yards against them in the game that actually broke their backs last December 14th. At the lake. So missing their most dangerous weapon, that is big. That doesn't mean that you say, well, without Dez Bryant, it's a walk in the park, because it's not. Because they have other weapons. They have one of the best tight ends in football, in Jason Witten. Terrence Williams is not a bad football player. That little Cole Beasley is a perpetual pest, especially on third downs. There are things, and Tony Romo, I have over the years been unkind in some of my evaluations of Tony Romo. Oh, he's a little bit overrated. He hasn't won many playoff games. But Tony Romo has grown into a heck of a quarterback. He's a solid passer. He's very, very smart. He's crafty. He knows how to play the game, and he knows how to win.
Yeah, and potentially a Hall of Fame quarterback who's put up some absolutely huge numbers. Merrill, last thing, the importance of starting quickly. I know Eagles fans are very restless. Uneasy might be a better word. Mm-hmm. How important is it to get off and get off really strong?
I think it's good. I think it's very important. That's what you want. The crowd's going to be revved up by game time. They will have long forgotten what happened in Atlanta. and you don't want them to say, oh no, here we go again. You want to come out and put some points on the board. Even if you don't, you want to come out and pick up three first downs, or you want to come out and shut the Cowboys down 1, 2, 3. You need to make a big play. You need to do something to really get the link rocking.
Yeah, well,
and once that happens, I think the Eagles are going to be just fine, thank you.
I feel Lincoln Financial Field trembling already, and we're not even close to game time.
I cannot wait.
Merrill Reese, we thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.